In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning.
Good morning.
When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." And he answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." Let's think about Jesus working miracles in the city in our gospel today. The gospel says the whole city was gathered around the door. When Jesus went out by himself, his disciples found him and said, "Everyone is looking for you." And Jesus' response is, "Let us go to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also." If I was one of the disciples in this moment, I might be a little surprised, even annoyed. Here they were in a town where everyone knew them, valued Jesus for who he was, respected them. It would be nice to enjoy that for a little while. I might be tempted to say, "What's the rush? There are many more here that are in need of our help." It's especially surprising that Jesus was ready to move on so quickly, because there are so many instances in the Bible where he's trying to spread his message and it was not met with such support as we hear today. Just this past Wednesday during morning devotions, the reading from Mark chapter 6 said Jesus was only able to heal a few people and that, quote, he was amazed at their unbelief. And yet today, Jesus does not want to stick around and bask in his success. Good or bad, he's moving on. What's easy is not always right. What is right is not always easy. It would have been easy for Jesus to stay put, to keep doing what he knew he did well in a place where he was successful. That feels so good. But that would not be fulfilling his purpose. Through his example, he demonstrates that we're not meant to live static lives. We're not meant to fall into lives of complacency. My cousin Emily is the brightest light of a person you would ever meet. She shares pictures of the signs of love she sees around her. She's raising 4 kids. She helps run her family's farm. She's all about clean eating, meditation, and positive thinking. She gave her brother's eulogy when he passed away suddenly. She throws herself into whatever she's doing with her whole self and always with a smile. So right before COVID hit, she decided to start her own business and open a gym. No one saw the extent of this pandemic coming, and recently she had to make the decision to close. Now that might be the breaking point for some of us after everything else this past year has thrown at us, but she remains upbeat. When she shared on social media that her gym was closing, she wrote that she's going back to work full-time at the farm because, she writes, "That's where I'm meant to be." Being a disciple of Jesus is like that. Following Jesus is a leap of faith we must take every day, knowing that where we're going next is where we're meant to be. Life isn't easy and it can be overwhelming on many days. How then should we move forward to do as Jesus did? To do what needs to be done and what is right. How do we leave our comfort zone? The answer comes to us in the first reading today. God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. Making the decision to move on to something new should not be the goal. The goal is what comes after the decision. Our goal should be to get closer to God. We just have to make the leap. Now we have the vaccine on its way, and many of us are looking forward to getting back to normal. But as we start again, remember Jesus. Remember how simple it would have been for him to stay put. And yet he decided to move on. It may be time in our lives to move on from that old situation, that person or people, that routine we had gotten into, or a bad habit. It's okay not to go back to normal. Change can be a good thing, and we're being given the chance as a nation, even as a world, to move on and start fresh. I often struggle with the task of discerning what God has planned next for me. I find more and more that I get little pieces of the puzzle during the few quiet moments in my day. I very rarely get the answers I'm looking for when I'm on the go or when my mind is rushed. In those many moments, my heart and mind simply aren't focused on God as they should be. We need to make a concerted effort to focus on God because, as we hear during church, sometimes God is but a whisper. Maybe you're like me and find God in the quiet moments or meditation, or maybe you're better at hearing him even in the more hectic moments during the day. However and whenever you do it, listen to God's call for you. It may be different now than when we all left off in the normal. We can be like Jesus and leave the comfortable to start anew. Better things could very well be waiting for us. Amen.
Amen.